I have to begin by asking you why you did not call for a special session to discuss Medicaid expansion. That's what everyone wants to know.
Well, the first reason is because we've got to fix the current Medicaid system that we have in North Carolina. And my goal right now is to ensure that we're getting Medicaid to what the program was originally designed for, and that is the elderly, the disabled, women, and children. And that's who Medicaid was, you know, that's why the law was passed to help them. And we're running out of money for them right now. And they more than anyone else deserve Medicaid. That's what the federal program was meant to be. And we've got to fix the program we have now. And right now, at last year's, was over $500 million of cost overruns. So I always believe that before you expand something, you fix what you got first. And we still have a lot of fixing to do with the existing Medicaid program in North Carolina.
Now, we spoke with Senator Valerie Fasci of Chapel Hill, and she was recently appointed to District 23 and said mm-hmm. this expansion would produce 25,000 jobs. Now, in this economy, why would you not fight for more employment opportunities?
I have no idea where she gets that figure, because she's not talking about the cost to the taxpayers, which also eliminate jobs, and the taxes we'd maybe have to increase to expand Medicaid, especially not just this year, but 3 years from now. And yeah, we would hire more government jobs to administrative jobs to implement Medicaid, because I'd have to hire a lot new bureaucracy to expand the Medicaid system. But she's not counting the impact of having $500 million of cost overruns. And if we continue to do that, if I didn't have those overruns in Medicaid, we could give major salary increases to every teacher in North Carolina. And we've got to fix the Medicaid system.
We're speaking with North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory this morning. Governor, Moral Monday protests took front and center in the media for many weeks over the summer. Many people being arrested, including countless people here in Orange County. How did those protests affect you?
Well, I listened to them. I mean, I think everyone should have the right to protest. Now, I don't think everyone has the right to get arrested. And if they do get arrested, they got to pay the penalty. But I think they, you know, I had protesters in front of the mansion the other day, in front of the executive mansion. And they have every right to protest, and I welcome that opportunity. But then if they get arrested and they break the laws, which, you know, they sign up for a permit to march and so forth, which is part of our laws in the nation. But once they break the law, you know, they've got to pay the penalty for it. And so it works both ways. You got to have order, but you also ought to allow protest. And I welcome that.
What would you say to those people who got arrested, who attended the protest, or who thinks that he or she might join the protest if they start up again, like the group leaders have expressed?
I'd say we agree to disagree on many issues. A lot of them are fighting to keep the same status quo that we've had in North Carolina for the last 10 years, which has resulted in North Carolina being the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country, one of the highest tax states in the country, and where, frankly, we are no longer competitive with even our neighboring states in South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. And I'm fighting to change some of the policies that I think are very ineffective in North Carolina, and I respectfully disagree. You know, but we ought to show respect for each other in that disagreement. I don't believe in the name calling and the shouting and the screaming and the cussing, but I do respect the people who disagree with me, and I welcome the debate as long as it's a respectful debate, and that's the type of civility I think we ought to have among politicians too, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And that's my history in the past, and that's the type of culture that I want in state government also.
We're speaking with North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory on WCHL. Governor, if you would, give us your general thoughts first on the 16-day partial government shutdown.
I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous and got us nowhere. You know, this is where we didn't have discussions, which we should have, between the White House and the House and the Senate. They should have gotten a room, locked themselves up, and not coming out of the room until they came out with a deal. There was, I don't think, any reason for the shutdown, and it caused us a lot of problems here in North Carolina. You know, we had over 3,000 employees that were furloughed, state employees that were furloughed. And now what's ironic, those that were furloughed will probably still be paid, while other state employees who actually worked, didn't have time off. But, you know, it just causes nothing but problems. And I I hope that it doesn't happen again, and I encourage Republicans and Democrats to work together, and I request the president to lead that effort and get people, you know, go up to Camp David. I've even offered the Western residents, go up to the Western residents, get the three leaders, the Senate leader, the House leader, and the president in the room, and they ought to be doing it right now in preparation for January. Do not wait until January to start talks again. Start doing it right now.
What about January, February? Are we going to see it all over again?
What's your prediction right now? I'm afraid we are if there are talks not going on right now. And I know there are a few congressional committees working right now, but from all our indications, they've already retreated back into their corners. But this is where the president needs to show leadership. And literally, I'd recommend them using Camp David or go to Asheville. But they need to start working on it now. They can't, again, wait until the last moment until everything starts falling apart, which happened during the October time period.
Some of our elected officials actually said it was their goal to shut down the government. Do you agree with that?
No. I think they're dead wrong on that. I don't agree. We shouldn't have a goal to shut down government. We should have a goal to work out our differences and be problem solvers. And that takes leadership on both sides of the aisle and takes leadership from both Congress leaders and the president. And they ought to be doing it right now. They ought to. They shouldn't be on vacation at all. They ought to be at least the leadership working on solutions right now.
Well, as you said, it certainly cost us a lot of money and certainly was expensive for all of us here in North Carolina. I know that, to be fair today, we're talking with the Governor, Pat McCrory. You actually have some good news about something new in North Carolina and some new jobs in our state.
Well, we're very pleased at MetLife. We're doing a major groundbreaking for MetLife today. We're going to have over 2,400 jobs coming in North Carolina. Half of them will be in Cary. We worked hard on that recruitment during my first months in office, and these are the kind of jobs that are good for all of North Carolina, and all of North Carolina will benefit. Sharon Decker, my Commerce Secretary, is just doing an outstanding job of traveling the nation and traveling the state, not just recruiting new jobs. Our goal is to get existing jobs to expand here in North Carolina, and that was one of my philosophies coming into the governor's. You spend as much time recruiting existing companies to grow and expand in North Carolina as you do bringing new companies in from outside. But this is a great announcement for the state and for the Triangle. It's fantastic, and I look forward to new people getting new jobs and dealing with very difficult times right now. Our biggest challenge right now for North Carolina is small towns, rural towns in North Carolina. So even when I meet with the Research Triangle Park Authority, I'm going, can we expand that concept to include Roxboro and Pittsboro and Tarboro and other areas that are suffering very high unemployment? And that's our greatest challenge. I see the Triangle, the Triad, and the Charlotte region and Wilmington coming back pretty good. We're getting some great recruitment for jobs in those areas. But our biggest challenge is how do we deal with the small rural towns, between 20 and 50,000 people, in which industry has just left during the last 40 years. And we need to revive those towns and tie them into the economic regions that I just mentioned through infrastructure, education, and communications.
Governor, how many more new jobs are you talking about here, and when will this actually take place?
Well, we're making announcements about every week. I don't have an exact number, but let me tell you, I spend probably well over 50% of my time, and it's off the media cameras in recruiting businesses and talking to businesses. I talked to two yesterday, and I'll be talking to more next week. And Sharon Decker and I are kind of connected to the hip, working on both existing and new customers coming in North Carolina or expanding here in North Carolina. So that's our goal, and that's one reason we did tax reform, which is really seen a benefit of looking at existing companies possibly expanding here as opposed to considering neighboring states. And that's especially important for neighboring cities up in the mountains near Tennessee or in Wilmington or in Elizabeth City or even in Charlotte area that border South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee. A lot of businesses were just going across the border to save a couple percentage points on taxes. And these are the things we had to consider in our tax reform.
Governor, we would like to invite you to come on at any time and speak with us on WCHL. We're out of time right now, and we appreciate your joining us this morning.
I welcome the opportunity anytime. Thank you very much. And next holiday is going to be great, too. Happy Thanksgiving.